Get it? The Burt Show.
Brand new Burt Show phone scam today.
Calling up this woman who has just left on her vacation, and I am the brand new employee who borrowed her laptop because she just left it under her boss's desk. And I borrowed her laptop and found some of her journal entries and don't think she's dating the right man.
Hello.
Hi, is this Jamie?
Yeah.
Hey, Jamie, how are you?
Good.
Good. Listen, I'm sorry to bother you. I know you're on vacation, but my name's Michael Checkaway.
Uh-huh.
I actually just started working with you. Well, even though you're on vacation this week, I started working at your office. Wanted to talk over a couple things with you.
Okay.
Do you mind me interrupting your vacation here real quick?
Well, I don't have too long to talk. I was actually on my way out, but I can talk for a little bit.
Okay. I guess I'm also an auditor, and so we'll be working pretty closely together.
Okay. Did you take over? Are you filling in for Steve, or?
I'm not sure really who. I applied a couple weeks ago, and then they called me and asked me if I could start pretty quickly.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Cool. Listen, I want to talk to you about this guy, Brian. And I know this is a little unorthodox, especially considering we haven't met, but if I understand correctly, you are going to see him at the end of this week, and I wanted to try to get to you before you and he spend any more time together, because I don't think that's a good situation.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay, first of all, I don't understand who's Brian. Are you talking about my boyfriend, Brian?
Well, yeah.
Okay, and how do you know about...
Well, the quick version is this. I was at the office, and obviously today was my first day, and I was working late, and yada, yada, and I wanted to get out of there, and I saw that on the floor of the office was a laptop, and there was no identification or identifying anything, so I figured it was like a loaner, because at the other firm we used to have loaners, so I brought it home, and I realized it wasn't a loaner, it was your personal laptop, and then I found the journal and the pictures and yada yada, and needless to say, I've been engrossed in them, and I don't think, from what I've read, I don't think that Brian and you, I don't think it's going to work, and I don't think, frankly, he's that into you.
Okay, I'm sorry, what was your name again, Michael?
You're right.
Okay, Michael, if you could do me a favor, and first of all, not look through my computer after you realize that it's a personal computer. Okay, if you could not look through it anymore and do me a favor and take it back to work tomorrow.
I will, I'll do that. Okay. I'm not going to look at it anymore. I mean, I've seen all the, journal stuff,
well,
and I copied all the pictures onto a CD, so I can do those later, but for
wait a second, you copied my pictures?
Yeah, I didn't want to run your battery down, because it wasn't until I got back that I realized there's no power supply.
Listen, oh my God, okay. First of all, I don't even know you, okay? So that was really presumptuous of you to take somebody's computer without knowing.
Did
you talk to Mr. Brooks? Did you ask him first?
Let's talk about what we need to talk about.
I don't think I need to talk about anything with you. I don't even.
Why do you need permission?
I don't need permission.
Why do you need permission to go see your parents?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me right now?
I'm just asking. Think about it. Permission.
Do you?
You're 28 years old. You're going to be 29 years old in 3 weeks.
Oh, my God. I don't need to be answering to you what I'm doing in my personal life. I can't believe you're butting into somebody's life you don't even know.
And the pictures I've seen of you.
This is so unprofessional.
The pictures I've seen of you, you certainly do not need to. Especially if you wanted to take the bikini pictures or whatever.
Unprofessional. And this is very unprofessional.
I'm not.
Realize you can lose your job over this?
This is not a professional conversation. This is on our personal time.
Okay,
you're on vacation.
But you don't know me. I don't know you. I don't need advice from you. I can handle myself just fine.
You know what I'm going to do for you? I'm going to create an ad, and I'm going to put an ad online, and I'm going to use the picture of you in the bikini from Hawaii.
If you do that, I guarantee you that's the end of your job.
Listen,
I guarantee you that's the end of your job.
I'm going
to
create...
I need you to take that computer back tomorrow, first thing in the morning. You can get into serious trouble for doing this. That's personal. That is a personal computer that I'm sure that's illegal to be doing what you're doing. You can't just download my pictures like that. Or copy them onto a CD or anything like that.
I'm going to work on that tonight, and I'm going to have it ready to go by the time you get back, and then we'll talk, okay?
I don't really need to talk to you about anything further. I just need you to take my computer back.
I'm going
to
make things okay for you, okay?
I don't need you to make anything okay for me.
I'm going
to
do that. I'm going to do that for you, and I don't even know you.
Oh, my God. Okay? No, you don't.
All right.
This is ridiculous.
Jamie?
Yes?
This is actually Jeff with the Burt Show at All the Hits Q100.
Oh, my God.
And this is a phone scam from everyone in your office who hates Brian?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
No.
This is horrible. I thought you were like, this guy's a weirdo. Oh, my God.
Ah! We will scam you.
Get it? The Burt Show.